Joy!
Oh, anger. Anger and rage. We all knew he was having a tough time being on the road, and he was having a tough time with dealing with his throat. He was really didn't have a grasp on how to take care of himself, so he was losing his voice a lot on that tour. So there was that. He had all of his reasons for quitting, but you know, it was like we canceled a bunch of shows on that tour, and he ended up, I think, staying back, visiting some friends in Seattle where the tour ended, and we had to drive the van and trailer back, just the four of us, without Jesse, and he quit through email. And I was like, "You spineless bastard, you fucking dick!" So I was like, "You can't even face us and say it, you son of a bitch." So yeah, at that point it was anger and then fear, because we were like, "All right, well, that was fun. Now what? We need a singer." So it was, pretty weird feeling.
So then, obviously, you get Howard, you go through all of that. He's around for the better part of a decade, I think 9 years or so. It definitely shapes and helps sort of mold the sound of Killswitch. So then take me to the moment, the exact few minutes again, when you found out that he was leaving. How did you feel, and what was the mood in the band, and what were you guys sort of planning?
That was a lot different, because it was more of a mutual decision, because you know, he needed to be off the road, and we weren't happy with his state of mind and the where things were going with. I think we were starting to work on a new record, and it was more of a mutual thing. It just seemed like it wasn't going to work anymore, the way things were working. We weren't really happy with the way the band was, where the band was going. So that was kind of a less painful one to deal with. You know, it was like, we got to do this again. This ain't working out, and it's been a good run. If it doesn't work, we'll call it quits. But you know, let's give it a go and start looking for another singer.
Yeah, right. And then obviously Jesse comes back into it and is vocalist again. So from your point of view, having gone through all of that, in this day and age, 2019, where bands can do some tours without their main vocalist, vocalists can leave and whatnot, what do you think is the value of a vocalist in a band?
Well, it's, you know, pretty much the most important thing in your band, most of the time, probably all of the time. It's, you know, a lot of people who listen to your music aren't musicians, so they need those lyrics and those vocals to relate to. You know, it's that's why lyrics are so important. They tell a story that people can latch onto, instead of like, you know, it's different if you're a guitar player. You're like, oh, that part's cool, I want to learn how to play that part, or whatever. You know what I mean? So I think, you know, the singer has a very important role in any band.
On Triple J.